Martin, first name Lopez, last name Martin Lopez. Martin Lopez. He was born 11/11/78. 1/24/22 is today. Chief complaint: cough. Number one, congestion. Number two, sore throat. Number three, fever. Number four, wheezing. Number five, body ache. Number six, leg pain. Number seven, left leg pain. Number eight, arm pain. Number nine, feeling very tired. Next number, nausea. Next number, vomiting. Next number, diarrhea. Patient is a 43-year-old gentleman, works at Walmart, comes in today with the above-mentioned symptoms, off and on for 7 days, period. In the paragraph of problems, his problem started 7 days ago when he tested positive for COVID, and since then he improved initially, but then his symptoms came back with vengeance, period. Family history, arthritis. Social, married, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, works at Walmart, has three children. Review of system as above with a temp of 101 most recently. Allergy none, medical problems, negative surgical problem, negative medications none, immunization, not been vaccinated against COVID-19, 197 pounds. Review of system as above, 197 pounds, 99%, 98.8, 16, 110, 120 over 88. Heart, positive, 1 positive, 2, tachycardic, lungs, bronchi, and rouse. Abdomen, soft but tender, especially right upper quadrant. Neurological, non-focal, skin shows no rash. Lower extremity, tenderness noted about both calves as well as arms. TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed. Assessment number one, positive COVID-19. Number two, tachycardic. Next number is no hypoxemia at this time. Next number is chest X-ray shows no, chest X-ray shows early bilateral interstitial pneumonia. Next number is ZPAC. Next number is Medrol dose pack. Next number is Rocephin. Next number is Decadron now. Next number, albuterol inhaler. Next number is zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D, and aspirin prescribed over the counter. Next number, he's to return in 3 days because of abnormal chest X-ray. Next number is COVID-19 is definitely positive, of course. Next number is lymphadenopathy. Next number is because of his leg and arm pain. We looked at his upper and lower extremity. No sign of DVT was noted. Next number is abdominal pain associated with nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. We looked at his abdomen. Complete abdominal ultrasound is negative. Next number is lymphadenopathy, copious in the neck. Next number is vertigo. Next number is echocardiogram was done for tachycardia. No evidence of no abnormality was found. Next month, we also looked at his neck to look for obstruction, carotid obstruction. None was found. Next number, patient is to return in 3 days for follow-up or to the emergency room if he gets more short of breath or develops chest pain. Finally, discuss with patient and wife at length before leaving. Thank you.